Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net, and she joins us on Fridays at this time. Kate, welcome back to the show.
Hi. You just played the Bangles, and if you're a reader, Susanna Hoffs, the lead singer, just released her very first novel.
Oh.
And the reviews are really good on it. So, if you're a reader, head over to Amazon for that.
Is it vampire fantasy fiction, or you know, like, what's the subject matter?
No.
Like you write?
No.
Yeah, my stuff.
It's sitting on my desk, and I'm blanking on the title, and I'm like 10 feet away, and I can't read it.
Oh no!
But I have it. So ask me Monday.
Okay. All right. The Bird Has Flown. Is that the name of it?
Yes, that's the name of it.
See,
yes.
I can Google too.
Steve. Perfect.
Oh, slow clap from Candy. All right, fair enough. So apparently Swifties are unhappy with Nick Cannon.
Well, Nick Cannon is teasing that Taylor Swift could potentially be his next baby mama, and they're having none of that. And I suspect Taylor's having none of that, too.
Now, you're not saying that Taylor Swift is more selective in sexual partners and potential parents for her children than Nick Cannon is, are you?
I feel like most of us are more selective than Nick Cannon.
The selectivity switch for him is set to zero. It's like, you know, just about anything will do. So he was on a radio show or podcast or something, and, you know, they asked him the question, and he says, oh, sure, I'd have a kid with her. Good Lord, man.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be like a hard pass for her. Pretty sure.
You know what's interesting to me about this is, her fans are saying, you know, keep your misogyny away from Taylor Swift. And I'm like, you know, there is something kind of weirdly, like, he's not saying, you know, I would consider dating her. She seems smart, funny, interesting. He's like, oh no, I'd totally knock her up. Like that's pretty backwards, you know, I know a lot of people talk this way, and I'm sure I have in the past about all kinds of things. I'm just, that kind of conversation in public is pretty offensive, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? That is his approach to women in general.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just Tuesday for him. That's all. You know, that's his approach.
It's Tuesday. Here's another lady. All right. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson might actually be brothers. Is that true?
This is interesting because they're very close. Their kids call each other uncle, whoever. And they've joked that they're brothers. And they were on a trip somewhere when Matthew's mother let it slip that while she was divorcing his father for the second time, she met Woody's father, and she knew him really well, and they did some digging, and the math actually works to where his father was in the same place as his mother, and like they counted back the 9 months, so like they're actually contemplating a DNA test because the math actually might really work. They really could be.
I'll pay for that DNA test.
That's so crazy. Oh my. I love the part where Matthew McConaughey tells the story and he's like, well, when my mom said it, you know, and she said, knew him, like, oh,
yeah.
And wow. Okay. All right. So I guess to be determined by, you know, 23andMe, right? That's when we'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. Meanwhile, Matthew McConaughey says he's not running for governor. For the best of possible reasons, I love his explanation.
I didn't see his explanation.
Oh, he doesn't. I'm sorry. He said he wants to be with family, and at his age, and his kids are teenagers, and he doesn't want to distract from being a good dad to the teenagers. He's like, he feels like I'm hitting my stride with my kids right now.
You know what? Every move he makes, though, is with putting those kids first. I've noticed that everything is for the good of the family. And that's such a breath of fresh air in Hollywood in general. And,
yeah.
And it's how, you know, it's kind of supposed to be in real life, too. So, yeah, that does not surprise me at all. That's very much in step with every other thing that he decides for the family.
I love it. And you know, if he ever does run for office,
yeah.
I think he can say, you know, I have my priorities straight. Look at this. I mean, you know, honestly. Okay.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Is Arnold going to be going to jail because he filled a pothole? Like, what's going to happen with this story?
Well, here's the thing with this, though. He was governor for how long? Like, don't they kind of know how things work? And
oh, I would not assume that about somebody who's been any level of elected official. Me personally, I mean, maybe.
I guess you're right.
Maybe.
I was being really ridiculous with that. You're right. You're absolutely right. But in his neighborhood, there was a pothole, and since the city of LA was all filling it, he, for the greater good of them, decided to go and have his team fill it. And it was actually a utility ditch that was supposed to be unfilled. But, like, a thinking person that understands how the city works, yes, every city is super slow sometimes with these things, but I don't know. It just seems like it should have maybe occurred to him that it was maybe a little more than a pothole.
Yeah, but
you know,
see,
or to ask
it
somebody.
Was sitting for a long time, and it wasn't, like, marked off, and it was really a problem in the road. I'm on his side on this, but I understand, you know, maybe it was this other thing where they just didn't, you know, they didn't deal with it properly. Hey,
go ahead. I'm on his side too, but the thing is, if you live in the Northeast, if you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey or somewhere like that, potholes sit for eternity. So that's why it doesn't seem so bizarre to me.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Hey, last thing, and I just thought this was this was a concerning and kind of, to me anyway, captivating story. Madison De La Garza, who, you know, folks who used to watch Desperate Housewives will remember that she was the older of the two Solis daughters. She was the one that, and they both of them were a little bit overweight, but she was kind of, being pudgy was part of her character and sort of the plot lines and some of the things in that. But it turns out that because she was young at that time, she was fat shamed and she, you know, starved herself and like all kinds of horrible peripheral problems that came about because of that character and that role, right?
This is horrific to me. Having girls, this is her, and just in general, this is horrific. She was 6 years old and on this show, and her character was heavier. And
it was Juanita, by the way. It was the little girl. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. She had access to the internet. The six-year-old was reading the comments on TMZ and other sites like that where people were fat-shaming her. And so, number one, that's horrific. Number two, why was she having access to things like that at age six? So she, by seven, she had an eating disorder. And, you know, you start something like that, whether you're young or older, that takes work to get a handle on, to recover from, to put your priorities straight, because it's always deeper than just the food issues.
Right.
You know, it just may have tapped into something that was already there in her. So this to me this is one of the most horrific things I've read all week. A six-year-old with the ability to read these things and understand that there's something she could do about it and to take that action and to maybe not have had people around her that picked up on it quick enough, too. It's just horrifying.
It is, and it's such a sobering reminder of all of the perils involved with child actors and actresses and the, you know, the attention, the fame, the infamy, the hate that they can get. Just it, all of it. It's very concerning. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, as always, a pleasure. We'll look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Bye.